Welcome to the Fuller Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Wednesday, the 5th of December, recording at 9:25 Greenwich Mean Time. Now, first, a quick look at the highlights. Asian stock markets, mostly some reasonably good gains in here, having started off a little weaker on the heels of the action that we'd seen on Wall Street in Europe yesterday. We had new highs, for instance, for Indonesia again, had done so yesterday. Today, the Malaysian stock market index, and also India's broader indices, the BSE 500 through the BSE 100 indices, although not the Nifty or the Sensex, although they're close to those highs. China was a little bit steadier, as was the Hang Seng. European markets had a blockbuster rally in here today. A number of gains over 2%, including the Netherlands and France and the UK. Best of all, at least on my screen, up 2.83%. And Wall Street put in a solid performance here today as well. The stories are, of course, concern interest rate cuts. Now, long-dated government bonds against that background were a bit easier, down 23 ticks on the 30-year, but only 5 on the U.S. That's 24 32nds on the 30-year, but only 5 1/100ths on the 10-year Treasury. Gilts are actually up a little bit today, bunds down a little bit. The dollar, this is a big story here today, very strong, and this provides, I feel, conclusive evidence that we are indeed in a medium-term rally phase for the U.S. dollar. The U.S. dollar index, which had backed away from that 76.20 level that I had identified, I think it was backed away either Monday or Tuesday or both, surged above it here today, currently 76.50. And the euro has not broken the 145 level, but it is down to 146.09. That's down a cent and a half. And we have, we've got this pretty well stronger dollar all the way around in here today. Okay, what else to mention? Crude oil, also in a medium-term correction, 87.30 on the WTI. Precious metals are lower against the background of this dollar rally. Gold is currently 7.95. That's down 6.66. on the day, and silver down a little bit to 5.5 cents as I speak, so not heavy selling in these. Industrial metals mixed, copper up, and soybeans are up today, I notice, among the grains. I think those are the main highlights. Okay, so what's going on here overall? Well, explosive rally here in Europe, and also follow through in the U.S., some new highs in Asia. This is all part of the global reflation theme here. This is the markets anticipating that central banks will be doing the right thing. In other words, trying to catch up in terms of the curve of rapidly changing events that we have seen, which, although some of the evidence is mixed, I think for the most part indicates substantial risks for the U.S. economy still. And I'm hoping that we get 50 basis point cuts next week or early the week thereafter. I think we get 50 basis points, yeah, sure, it's next week, from both the Bank of England and more importantly, the Fed. I think that's extremely important. a 25 basis point cut, I don't think will do the job, although there's talk that there may be other measures that would be packaged in to actually help with the credit problems. But the laggard in here today in this rather explosive rally is the banking sectors here in the West. Again, not in the Asian markets or other markets where the credit crisis, or I put it this way, the derivatives problems have not impinged on performance. So, mixed. Well, now I was going to say mixed performance in bonds. Before I go on to that, I want to talk about the stock markets here a little bit more. One of the contentions of mine has been that while we would see certainly plenty of volatility, that the main fuller money themes would generally fall in any overall correction, obviously, but that they would very often fall less. And even if they didn't fall less, they would probably run back up more quickly. And I think we see that with India. It'll take more time with China. And we've seen that with some of the resources here. I think we had a new closing high for Vedanta and also Rio. Not above the intraday highs, but new closing highs, I believe. And I will go on the basis that central banks will make the cuts and other combinations of adequate noises here to help the markets. That doesn't mean that the financial companies are out of trouble. And again, I have talked about a long convalescence in that sector, and I still, well, it would be prudent to expect that. I think the worst is certainly over in terms of those the share performances for those companies, but people are going to be wary for a while longer, and understandably so. Thus the longer convalescence. Do they represent value down at these levels? Probably, almost certainly. And I've mentioned that before, of course. As far as the long-dated government bonds are concerned, I think that certainly firmer stock markets would stem the flight into those long-dated government bond markets. But I don't see yields rising substantially until people are no longer concerned about the slowdown that we're seeing in the West, and then and begin to look for a synchronized and strengthening global economic expansion once again. Right now, we still have a synchronized global economic expansion, but it's slowing. So it's when perceptions change and they feel that the expansion is actually picking up once again, then I think that long-dated government bond yields will be in a bit of trouble. But I wouldn't hold my breath for that. That could be a good many months away. As I've said on so many occasions, this credit crisis of confidence has slowed the cycle and it has extended the cycle. People who are wondering why stock markets haven't collapsed generally, well, look at all the liquidity that has been pumped into the system. So it's really only the bank shares in the West, property shares, and house building shares that have collapsed. The others haven't done all that badly, thanks to that very big liquidity infusion overall. Now, looking at precious metals, they have a good long-term secular story, in my view, the one being that no, in this environment of competitive pressures from globalization, no country wants a strong currency. And we have seen ample evidence over the last 5, 6 years that countries are quite happy to cut interest rates and particularly to print money to stem appreciation in their currencies. Let's look at the Canadian example quite recently. Also, the fact that the dollar is in a medium-term corrective rally, in my opinion, that has removed some of the concerns for stock markets. Remember, one of my three factors that I was that I've mentioned many times this year that I felt would signal danger for stock markets. One would be spiking bond yields, but we haven't got that. Although you go back to July, no, earlier than yes, no, back to July, there were some bond yields had been quite firm up to that point, but they obviously not only backed off but reversed those trends. So that's not a concern, and the fact that bond yields have been falling has been one of the reasons why I said this is not going to turn into any kind of broad bear market. The other factor that I'd mentioned was a spike in the oil prices. Well, we had very firm oil prices until recently, but we're not getting a spike, and I think that the medium-term correction that we're seeing in oil prices has turned that headwind into a tailwind for all but the energy sector. And the other one that I had mentioned was an accelerating decline in the dollar. Well, the dollar did heat up a bit, and that's certainly dollars to cent, rather, did heat up a bit, but that, or heat down a bit. And that caused, better come up with a better metaphor. It did accelerate somewhat, but it did not go into a free fall. And therefore, that heat up, gosh, I'm sorry, folks, I'm doing it again. It must be the late hour. But that acceleration that we saw in the dollar did cause some widespread anxiety, but that is now no longer a factor. So there will be a little bit of a sigh of relief all around that the dollar is not collapsing, and that is favorable for stock markets generally as well. Again, all providing that central banks go on and do the right thing in terms of reflationary moves. Which is what stock markets are discounting at the moment. So that's, we could say that things are looking better than they have now for a number of weeks as far as equities are concerned. That strength of the dollar short term and perhaps medium term, though, does create a headwind for precious metals and some of the other commodities, although I don't think that it will be a one-for-one type of reaction. In other words, I think it'll be a limited headwind, not a gale force, not least because lower interest rates will also cut contango costs, and that will be a favorable factor. And as I had mentioned before I got tangled up in my dollar descriptive phrases, that the long-term a theme of too much money printing is very, very bullish for precious metals, and it remonetizes them in the eyes of investors, and quite rightly so. But gold is currently in a medium-term consolidation right now, and we shouldn't be too surprised if it ranges for a number of weeks and possibly even a few months. And before we see that overall upward trend extended. Grain and bean prices, I think that we could easily see some quite dramatic strength here. In terms of the oil price, I have mentioned in earlier broadcasts and earlier in this broadcast that this looks like a medium-term correction. And I said yesterday that I felt we would get closer to 80. Before we could start talking about a look at the $100 level once again. I think that's pretty much it. So expect a favorable response to the Asian stock markets tomorrow morning. And of course, they actually led this positive action in here today. All the best to all of you.